The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
We play pool game.
What oh my god, it was a Monday.
Excuse me, sorry.
That's insane.
Sorry, what?
What do you mean?
What? Do you play board games with us?
I can play board games with multiple people.
No, not anymore.
And now I bought Wavelength and we can play it.
Welcome to The Real Pod. This is your reality TV recap and real life in New Zealand podcast.
You can't not sing it now.
Oh, I can't.
Like, even that was like you desperately trying not to sing it and you kind of sang it. You sort of rapped it.
I want to say sorry, but I'm not sorry. My name is Janie. I'm joined by Alex Casey and Duncan Grieve. We're all of The Spinoff. We're all here to talk shit, basically.
What? Talk shit?
Yeah.
I was here to talk about the facts.
No, wrong podcast.
I'm here. Talk about them changing.
Hey, I just want to do a shout out to OMG Ness because she has been talking up The Real Pod.
Has she?
Well, she called it like the spin-off podcast, but that's us.
That's actually appropriate.
And on her Instagram, she's like, I did 3 massive interviews last week as part of my promo round, and my favourite was the spin-off podcast. That's us.
That's us. I just want to be someone's favourite.
I have a horrible thing that I want to say.
Oh, okay.
When I hugged Ness.
Uh-oh.
I put foundation on her jacket.
Oh my god, I saw that. I was like,
well,
oh.
I think it was me. I think it's me, but we can't be sure.
That is huge news.
When did you see it?
Does that ruin a jacket, or does it at least require a dry clean?
It requires work. It requires treatment to get it out.
Yeah, I think you can. What's the hairspray or something gets makeup out of?
Does it?
Something.
I mean, she would know. It might not have been
She's
me.
She's got $50,000. She can go buy a new jacket, Alex.
I think she needs to be more focused than buying a new jacket.
That's true. Hey,
new van.
In breaking news, not quite up to the real news yet, but I've just seen on Facebook, Wayne Lewis has posted, because I know that you have a relationship with mushrooms from your old flat, mushrooms growing from the ceiling.
Yes.
There is a corn that grows mushrooms on it. Look at that.
That
revolting.
Looks awful.
There you go. So that's corn.
It's a sculpture alert.
Corn mushroom crossover news. Anyway, if you want to find The Real Pod Corner, it's on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/RealPodCorner. Also, our Instagram is growing. The numbers are up, everyone. You can be part of that.
The movement.
Instagram.com/thespinoff. I just need to do the app
podcast
thing.
Network.
The Spinoff Podcast Network. Don't need to do the Instagram bit. It's not. No. It's like saying www.
HTTP.
That was what I felt bad about. It was always omgnest.co.nz, and I was like, you don't need to do that anymore.
What? The .co.nz?
Yeah, because...
But what if people think it's a .com? How do you know? Or a .net?
No, because everyone just uses Google. No one types a URL into a bar anymore. That's finished.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, so does Tina.
What? So. The full, no, no, not the coast-to-coast URL.
Yeah, it's Spectrum,
what?
young
do,
and old.
HTTP
no!
://
But what if there's an omgnes.com out there? I want to make sure I get to the right one. What
no,
I actually
but you
do.
Just omgnes, and then you find out things about their ranking.
Okay. Anyway.
Whoa, this is a Christmas tree website. omgnes, your number one source for tomorrow's trends.
Thank you very much.
No, but if you just type omgnes.
You think you're ordering balloons and you end up with a bloody
Google.
Christmas tree from America.
Still good.
That's true.
This is actually some funny jokes. We've got some sarcasm jokes.
Give us one.
What about an omgnes.com, omgnes.co.nz crossover, whereby you get a midwinter Christmas with balloons and a tree? That's just business.
It's just business.
That's business.
The Apprentice 2022.
Okay, should we get on with it?
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
Have we started? Okay, real news. In the realist news, I'm going to buy some new bloody chairs for the studio.
Oh, yeah,
speaking of
these ones, we got them from Kmart. Good price. Real good price.
What kind of price are we talking? Wait. $17.
Up.
$24.
Up.
Oh.
I don't know if that's good price.
I'm out.
$25. You can buy them secondhand for $17, though.
Wow, that's
from
terrific.
The Spinoff Podcast Network. You squeakers.
If you've got a real pod museum of your own, then you can add our chairs to it.
Many, many butts. famous butts.
Famous butts, true. Yeah.
Speaking of famous butts, there are some famous butts heading to an undisclosed island location for Celebrity Treasure Island. Actually, they've been there and come back. But we're going to get the telly show next month, which I'm very excited about. And the first lot of cast has been announced.
We've had two hot drops already.
Who's in the
drop? There's a mega...
Whoa. I've only had the first drop.
Yeah, there's more this morning.
That's why it's called Real News. It's breaking news.
New to me.
So what we know so far is it has been shot up north.
Right. On an island or just a regional park or something?
I mean, it's all of New Zealand.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole thing is treasure island.
Exactly.
And I've heard tremendous things from the very mouth of Brie herself. Have I talked about when I bumped into Brie walking her dog?
Oh, my God. How many celebrities can you bump
the
into?
The names are dropping.
I'm sorry.
Can you just explain who Brie is?
Brie Thomasell is the host of the ZM Drive show and also the co-host of Celebrity Treasure Island with Matt Chisholm.
Brianna. So Chisholm's back.
Oh, Chizzy's back. Ringmaster, yeah. Matt Chisholm is back.
Oh, and the drink. Love it.
Speaking of famous butts.
Ice cold fizz, just a moment.
True. Big Belfie.
So how did your encounter go? Did you approach her?
I was at the bus stop. I saw the dog first, of course. Eye contact with the dog, connecting with the dog, approaching the dog.
What kind of dog?
I would say oodle of some kind. And kind of that sort of colour, like the reddy...
Oh, like
the brownie.
A cavoodle.
Yeah, I reckon. Possibly. And then I looked up and it was Brianna. So I'd had a good solid, like, you know, couple of seconds with the dog first.
That's her name, Brianna?
Well, that's how her mum addresses her in her viral TikToks.
I didn't know that.
She goes, Brianna!
Okay, I need to
tells
be
her
on.
Off. Anyway, I was like very excited for the show. She said it's going to be great. There's
Does
a lot
know
of strategy
who
chat.
You were?
Yes. I've interviewed her before. I mean... No, she didn't recognise me. I obviously explained at length who I was. But she said it's going to be great. There's a lot of like crazy strategy and backstabby. And
love it.
Blood on the tracks.
I really need this out the back of No More Apprentice. I really need to dig into Celebrity Treasure Island.
Speaking of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
I've got the producer on the fold next week, don't I?
Not next week, week after, I think.
Same thing.
Or maybe it's
anyway,
next week.
Anyway, look forward to that.
No, it is next week. You're right, it's next week. It's week after. It's week after. Comes out on
anyway,
Monday.
Anyway, it's exciting reality TV fold crossover event. And the cast.
The cast. Angela Bloomfield.
Oh, yes.
Love that.
Sir Wayne Buck Shelford.
Good.
Chris Parker.
Great.
Jess Tyson.
I'm just not on.
I don't know who that is.
So
Jess Tyson, former Miss World New Zealand.
Okay, good.
No stranger to competition.
Always good to have one of those in there. Yep, carry on.
Joe Damond.
He's a profiled real on the profile by Stuart Selner. Very good profile.
Very good profile.
Comedian.
Very famous, sold out Sky City kind of online comedian.
Beasts.
Online comedian.
Laughs are plenty already.
And Lana Searle, who you may know from... what's his name? Gary, Sai,
and Lana.
Nope.
And all the rest of the Breakfast Club on More FM. So that was the first hot drop. Second hot drop. Okay. I don't know how to say this name. And she's an Olympian. Anna Simkick.
Anna Simcock.
Simsich.
No.
Simsich.
Simsich. Simsick.
Simsick. She's a swimmer, right?
S-I-M-C-I-C.
Yeah, Simsick, I think. Well, I mean, I think that's how they always, what they called her in the 1800s. She's been, like an Olympian from way back, swimmer.
In the
right?
90s, yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's a life advisor for athletes. It's quite interesting. JJ Fong?
Yeah.
Great.
Kimberly Crossman.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Exchanged DMs with her in LA. Carry on.
Oh, my. What? Wow. You lived in LA?
That's crazy.
We talked about the earthquake when the earthquake happened. We're like, you're right.
They was she okay?
Out for a coffee. We never did that.
You never did it?
No.
But now maybe.
Probably not.
Okay.
So it's not going to happen in LA. It's not going to happen in Auckland, is it?
In Roskill? Roskill South?
Roskill North Heights.
Lance Savalli, who is a dancer, incredibly handsome, famous choreographer.
Love it. Need handsome people.
Tammy Davis.
Yep. Good.
And more to come.
Oh,
I love more to come.
There's two more drops.
Two more drops?
Yeah.
It's already absolutely stacked.
Huge cast.
This is
so I think
great.
The final announce is out Sunday morning. We will have the full rundown on the spin-off. Tara Ward is beavering away at that right now. Sorry.
Why
is everyone saying beaver today? It's crazy.
In other reality TV news, Lego Masters New Zealand is coming to New Zealand.
So excited.
It's real weird if it went to somewhere else.
It would. It's going to be on TVNZ. You can apply now if you're a little Lego freak. But do you know what? I'm so scared. I love the show. I'm scared that we just don't have the talent.
It's going to be nailed it.
It's going to be, look.
Lego nailed it.
I made a little house with a garage and some trees out the front.
My gosh. Sasha Judd should enter this.
Who's that?
I've got like a friend who has written for the spin-off about fandom and stand-up. And has created like this full Lego town and then created, which is like a normal out of the box thing, but has created like a full, what?
I think I just did a burp, sorry.
Nah, all good.
Okay.
And then created like a whole subway system underneath it, which doesn't exist in Lego world. And
what?
Like, it's just crazy. So it's, I reckon she should.
Is it still together?
Yeah, it's at her house. So.
Well, I mean, did she do it quickly? Because that's part of the thing, right? You can't just be like, I'll be back in 2 years after I've built a subway system.
I would guess not.
Yeah. See, that's where everyone comes undone. If we all had all the time in the world. I've got an 18,000-piece puzzle at home. Never opened it.
18,000?
change.
You know the zoo has their garage sales every now and again? And it was $30 down from 300 and something. I was like, I love a puzzle and I love a bargain.
18, what's the
a
record?
Zoo garage sale?
All of the stuff is crazy.
I don't know what else to say. That's what I've got.
$30.
How big is it?
It's huge. Like, you'd need a room to be working on it for a long, long time.
How big is it in the box? Is it like, how big
the
is the box?
The box is like this big.
Surely no one's ever finished an 18,000 piece puzzle.
Oh, they have.
Surely no one's ever done it while podcasting and won a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, that's the crossover event.
That's the crossover event.
Jimmy McGuinness, do you recognise that name?
World record?
Yeah, no, Jimmy McGuinness had 10 years worth of junk mail, you might remember.
Oh,
our friend in Timaru.
Trilby.
He sold them. The auction's over. Guess how much he fetched? There were 12 bids and 18,000 views. Guess how much he fetched for his collection?
Do we have to actually guess?
Yeah, I think it sold for $112.
What about you, Duncan? What do you think?
$240.
$400. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Smashed all our expectations.
Jimmy.
We need a Jimmy chance. Can I just want to know, like, I don't need to know who won and how much they paid. I need to know that it actually got picked up and the sale was concluded, because there's real problem with, like, comedy bids on these sort of quite specific auctions.
I don't know, it was a charity auction, so I'd like to think, you know, like, he's donating the money to St John Ambulance or a charity of the winning bidder's choice.
Jimmy.
What if the winning bidder was like, the charity is me, give me my money back?
Whoa.
Played the
crazy
system.
Dark thing to do.
That's not how Jimmy does it.
Do you want to hear a story of hope?
Of course.
There is a 17-inch rescue horse. 17 inches is very small.
What?
It is tiny.
What
His
is
name's
that?
Peabody. He's only 6 weeks old. Listen. He's the smallest horse in the world for his age. He's just shy of 9 kilograms at 9 weeks old.
I'd be pretty shy too.
He was so small he couldn't reach his mum's udder, so he was rescued by this woman in San Diego. They thought
Oh, rescue horses in... Oh, I thought it was like a horse that went out and rescued people.
No, this is a horse that was rescued by people.
Oh, he's got little shoes on.
He's extremely cute.
Can I see wee
and
man?
He lives indoors with three French bulldogs.
Shit.
Like, just lays on the couch. I thought he was blind and deaf, but he turns out, and his jaw was all out of alignment. But the jaw's back in place now, and he's not blind after all, but he is still deaf.
So what kind of scale can we expect him to tap out at?
I don't know, but at the moment he's the size of it. I mean, I think even a baby, like a newborn horse, is still much bigger than that. You know, so at 6 weeks old, he should be well on his way to the gallops. But he's a
sweet little boy.
He is so fucking cute. I can't deal. I've never loved a horse so much in all my life.
He's a little joker.
And my last bit of news. Oh God. Oh, I'm gonna have to. Sorry, talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
What is it?
How's that Red Bull Tropical Edition going?
It's actually really nice.
Wait, we're not a sponsor. That's worth money. What you're doing right there.
Well, I'm still allowed to ask a question.
Okay.
Like, how's that Kotau? How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Koto.
Koto.
Terrible. Koto. I mean, think about the name of your brand.
But yeah, I think they so. How's that Koto jumper going?
It's good. I'm terrified to wash it, so I simply haven't.
No, I never wash. I don't wash wool ever. Ever.
Is it fine? It's nature, right? Yeah, so a sheep doesn't have
a bloody bath. I literally don't ever wash wool.
Well, I mean, is this wool what you're wearing now? Because
okay, steady on. Yes, and look, I know that it's
absolutely
wrong with covered in fur.
It's
okay,
covered in fur, and there's also
hard.
There's some little marks down there.
You can't even wash fur off necessarily.
Sticky stuff down the side.
Nikki told me it was fine. And I knew it wasn't fine.
She did you dirty.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, in the Real Pod corner, John.
But they're not all like that. It's just this one attracts it. You know, it's got like a static charge.
Just so you can all be reassured, he's taken it off.
I'm real embarrassed now.
Okay, this will make you feel better. John Nottage in the Real Pod corner sent this lovely message, posted this, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Team, I have a confession. For the past year and a half, I haven't listened to the podcast because of no reason apart from being a complete fool. Today I listened to the latest episodes and holy heck, what a joy it was. It was so nice to hear their lovely voices, that's us, and all the familiar stings. I had no idea what was going on as I don't watch The Apprentice or The Block, but I laughed out loud like a maniac in the office regardless. BRB, delving into all the old episodes and the other spin-off podcasts. If our lovely hosts are lurking, thanks for doing what you do.
Oh my God.
It's honestly
Nottage.
Super lovely message that I just wanted to read out.
Shout out to you, John.
And just I want to encourage all
of you.
We
are lurking.
To send us lovely messages like that.
To be clear.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
Dab.
Laugh out loud in your office.
Tag your flatties.
Okay. I'm wondering, do people know that we came back?
I mean, I think that's the problem, right? I don't know that we press released it or anything. I think we just snuck back on in the feed.
That's our style.
How much does it cost to hire a plane with a thing with a sign out the back? Like, legit? How much?
Like, let's do that.
Okay.
I think we should do that with like Real Pods back, ellipse, all right, exclamation mark. Come on, that's good. That's good copy.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to recap the Block NZ.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed about my jumper.
Kia ora, Justin Giovanetti here, and I'm the political editor at The Spinoff. This podcast, like so much of the work we do at The Spinoff, is made possible by the support of our members. To find out more about The Spinoff members and how you can help us keep producing quality, independent journalism, visit members.thespinoff.co.nz and do it today.
Kia ora, Duncan Grieve here, managing editor and host of another spin-off podcast you should subscribe to if you haven't already. It's called The Fold, and it's about one of my all-time favourite topics, one I've been reporting on and obsessing over for some years now, the chaotic but incredibly exciting and fun New Zealand media industry and scene. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts, and join me for in-depth analysis and interviews with some of the most influential and interesting players in New Zealand's media.
Righto.
Righto.
Thanks for sticking around through the break. We're going to talk just briefly about Love Island. I know you've not watched a single second, Duncan, but that's all right. It is what it is. That's terrible.
Duncan's a proper mug.
It's got good, hasn't it?
It's gotten so good. I nearly bailed on it, but I'm all caught up now. And Casa Amor is around the corner.
It's just around the corner, kicking off.
Literally,
probably just around the corner, given that they go on their dates outside the front door. Yeah. It's such a funny show. If you want to hear weekly recaps of what's happening on Love Island, you can check out the Culture Vulture podcast by our friends at Shit You Should Care About. Right. What?
No, I just feel like I want to talk about it for like two more seconds.
Yes, please.
Who are your favourites?
My favourites are, I love Faye.
I love Faye.
I'm all in on Faye.
What about Tyler and Kaz? I think Tyler and Kaz for the win.
Oh, Tyler and Kaz is a really nice new coupling.
Mm.
But I just love Faye's one-liners.
Incredible.
She's great.
I think Hugo's fake.
Do you? You've been really dark on Hugo from the word go. I quite like him, except for
Hugo creeps me out.
I want Hugo to be a good guy.
Well, I do think the Chloe Hugo thing is right there.
It's right?
Like Chloe, she's like, maybe you should just start going for guys who are really nice to you. And she's like, no, I don't want to.
He is being, I hate to use the term, fussy, isn't he? Huh? It's like, you got to take what you can get in Love Island. It's
he can't get anything.
I know, he had AJ, didn't he? He had AJ, and then that other girl came in and she was keen on him and he sort of let that go too.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
Georgia.
Something. She was in and out like a blimmin' quick thing. All right, anyway, let's go to the block. It's kitchen week.
I really enjoyed listening to you guys talk about Love Island. I felt like I'm like a...
You're one of those cornies who doesn't listen.
Yeah, what's that?
You're knottage.
You're a real knottage. It's kitchen week on the block. Huge week. Huge spaces, high ceilings, lots of painting. Skylights are galore in this season, I have to say.
Pendants. For days.
And on seeing some plants go by him, Keegan said, decorative. Makes no sense to me.
Keegan.
So good. I'm sad he got injured.
He quite badly injured, I reckon.
Nailed. And the crazy thing is it wasn't even like by his own tomfoolery or another contestant. It was in a challenge. He got donked by someone quite hard.
Yeah. Is that okay?
I don't know.
Anyway, look, I'm sure they've got lawyers to deal with that sort of thing. And I'm sure they signed things to say, if I die on the set, it's fine.
Bury me under house number two.
So quite a stressful week. Dan's having a great old time pranking Meg like there's no tomorrow. Hides her screw. She's putting together. She's spending 40 minutes. This is Friday. She's spending 40 minutes at a time putting together these bloody dining room chairs. And Dan thinks, I know what I'll do. I'll send her bonkers and I'm going to hide one of her screws.
I love
them too.
They're pretty good.
Same.
They're so wholesome.
So wholesome.
Like any time they've got like a tiny advantage that they've totally earned, they just want to give it back because I want to know what's going on like in their backgrounds that made them so nice.
Mm. Do you know what? I would love to see them on the same season with the evil twins and just see what kind of craziness would get stirred up. It's like Good and Evil.
It is like Good and Evil. You're right.
Anyway, the block, heaven and hell.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Write that down.
Yeah,
how come they don't do it? Have they ever done, like, the block All-Stars or anything?
I thought there was a plan to do something, wasn't there?
Just seems like it's a bit overdue.
I feel like there was, for some reason, my memory's going, there was a thing where they were going to do, like, newbies versus oldies, and then it didn't happen. It changed.
Sounds tense.
Anyway.
What about just the block? Duds. Wall to wall duds.
Yeah. That would actually be sick.
Ethan and like Sam just like.
Ling and Zing.
Pete and Andy. Ethan and Sam. All the bro teams. And
the people.
Dills and Dills.
Oh, the headbutt.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably fine.
That's probably okay. If he's paid his dues.
I think that they should get into more like stunt seasons.
I think there needs to be more stunts in general. In this COVID era, I think there's not enough. Everyone's been locked indoors. Mostly not New Zealand. But we just need more stunts.
We need more brightness in our lives. So if either of the Warner Brothers are listening, get onto it.
Stunt up. Okay. I just want to mention the readovers because I don't think we've talked about this. The readovers when they're explaining their rooms and they have the illustrations.
Oh, so funny.
Keegan's one.
What was
it
that?
It was sublime.
They are all extremely monotone and like you can hear them reading a piece of paper. And like I half expect them to say at the end of it, and this is my picture. Like it's very, very funny. And I don't know why it's standing out this season so much over other seasons, but pure crack up.
Did they always do it? Or was it Mark sometimes?
No, I think they've always done it.
Love
really?
It.
I yeah. don't think they've always done it.
They have
always.
I
mean,
always,
you would know.
They've always done. Yeah, no, I've watched.
And I would not.
I've watched a lot of Block. Mm. I'm all blocked out. They have always done it.
I've heard evidence to the contrary. We haven't had any toilet talk.
Oh, that was just outing me. Okay. I don't know. I've got quite a lot of notes on this episode because there's no apprentice, so we're diving in quite deep. It's the only episode that I watched, so I've got like a lot to talk about in just one tiny episode. Soz.
Let's do it.
Okay. Connie and Rach have the same light as Dylan and Keegan, and it's thrown Dylan into a spin. Bear in mind, Friday afternoon, it's like 4 o'clock. Got to get to the shops before closing. But no worries, a brand new Spanish brass pendant's just arrived in the country and they get it first. How does that work?
What do you mean?
Do they're pulling TV strings, right? You can't just happen upon they've just unpacked a Spanish brass pendant.
No, I reckon you can.
Friday afternoon, got the new stock. I don't know, the new week.
Australia, that's as cool.
Is it new stock? New stock for the weekend.
Is that how
the
shop works?
I don't know.
I think a shop would work like that.
Yeah. Okay.
You get enough. Stuff on the Friday, pack in.
Also, can we talk about a fridge with a camera inside it?
Yeah.
How do you feel
I
about
I didn't
that?
Know about this.
This is technology, baby.
Yeah, it's a smart fridge. It's
on the outside.
It's on the inside, and it basically so that you can look at your fridge without having to open the door, which is obviously such a pain in the behind. but it also has got apps, so many apps. But the main one, I think, like as I understand it, that with smart fridges, you can have like if you put your milk in a particular place and then you run out of milk, the smart fridge goes, "You've run out of milk." That's how it talks. And then it just, order you some more.
Hang on, it orders you more milk.
Yeah. Oh,
this is not the truth.
Someone out there clipped Duncan saying you've run out of milk. Dubstep remix. Let's go.
Look, why? Okay, I understand that you probably save a little bit of energy or whatever by not opening the fridge door. But if you're the last to use the milk, you know you've run out of milk, don't you? Do you think you've put an empty...
Maybe your flatties.
You put an empty container of milk back in the fridge, you close the door, and then the fridge goes to you, we've run out of milk.
So it can be a duet now.
Also, we have run out of milk, like a unit. The fridge is part of the family.
I mean, if I had a smart fridge, it would be part of the family. I do love gadgets, but I don't know about this. Also, it's an Android, right? What if you're an Apple? Does it just won't tell you?
It won't talk. Also, it's like a giant screen. It's going to get dirty finger marks all over
it. Bloody kids are going to stick their maple syrup fingers all over there.
But they are going to. The kids are exactly the target market. They're going to run out of milk. Stick the bottle
in
empty.
They're going to do it on purpose.
Yeah, but then it'll know. So it'll be like, it'll do, because it's probably got like a smart weighing scale.
Oh, my God.
Why not a glass door? Why do you need...
Because glass is...
Not as...
Like heat. Like you'd be a one-star power situation.
This is amazing technology. I miss this completely. So who's got the camera fridge?
I feel like Keegan Dylan and Keegan have. Dylan.
Yeah. Classic.
Also, I feel like it's spying on you if you're going in for the midnight snack. You know, there's no more surreptitious snacking.
It'd be true. Great if it was like, last night Jane had a cookie, 2 a.m. like snitched on you to the family.
I'm not keeping my cookies in the fridge for a start.
I'm freaking out of this fridge character. It's so funny.
I want one of these fridges.
Have you had those primal like cookies? They're like the ones that they got like a half chocolate dip? Like all seeds in that.
No.
Delicious.
It doesn't sound like a cookie.
I keep it in the fridge.
Sounds like a muesli bar.
It's like it's kind of like a hybrid.
Hey, actually, you know what? I know that Samsung has given fridges to influencers. So how about it, Samsung?
We're right here.
Does anyone know Sam?
Our fridge is dumb as hell.
Our fridge is a complete idiot.
It's crazy how stupid it is. It just sits there being cold.
And the door opens the wrong way. So you've got your back right into the corner.
It's actually my old fridge. I just don't know how to change the doors over.
It does make ice. That's impressive.
That is
I don't really understand good. That.
Yeah.
I don't know where the ice comes from.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'll teach you.
Okay.
We should
I'm going to do the smart fridge for so I don't fair warning.
Okay. Tim and Artie, actually the least stressed out of everyone. And I tell you what, good week for them, but we'll get to that. Everyone else is just stressed AF.
Yeah.
Meg and Dan got no bloody dining table come come 6 o'clock.
Have to ask the wolf.
They have to ask the wolf for special dispensation for delivery of their dining room table after 6.
Where is it coming from?
A truck.
Cross track. Traffic.
7:30 p.m. it finally turns up. After tools down, Connie and Rachel, with so much to do, so much still to do. There's masking tape. There's grouting to be done.
That grouting was really stressful.
They've got 17,000 tradies in their kitchen, and tools downtime. They're like, we'll pop to the pub with them.
Kind of loved that.
Yeah, that's what I'd want to do.
Hey, to be fair, I haven't been watching the regular episodes, just the room reveals, but I know that especially Meadowbank feels like one where there was a lot of going out to the pub up the road.
They're pubbing a lot in Kingsland as well.
You couldn't not in Kingsland.
That's true.
Has there been much pubbing this season? Has anyone you've been watching other episodes?
Listeners?
Nottage?
Hey, we're going to get a landline in here, by the way.
Are we?
Yeah, imagine that. We could open up the lines.
That's crazy.
If we do the Guinness World Record longest podcast, we'll have to be, but you can't go out live because then it's just a radio show.
Yeah. But we can tell people when we're going to be on. We can live stream it. And so
people can
call in, and then we can release it 3 years later. I mean, it's a faultless plan.
But yeah.
Okay. What else happened?
Well, we could do reader audio questions.
Yeah.
Send us a voice memo.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
so many options. We could also just
ask the robot fridge.
We're going to be recording during this time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can we please
ask
get
a
the
fridge?
Robot fridge?
You could shoot a little show inside the fridge.
You could empty out the shelves.
You just
sit.
I need like the little horse. No one else can wear. Sweet little horse. It'd be
great.
So cold, like it's
cold.
Wearing shoes.
Yeah. You'd kill it. Imagine if you killed Peabody. Froze to death. Podcast
The Real Bond kills Peabody in French sitcom stunt.
New Zealand podcast.
We have been talking about how we need some publicity.
Peabody. I tell you what.
Kill the tiny horse.
People would bloody listen to the podcast though, wouldn't they?
I fucking would.
It'd be on the Daily Mail. Okay.
Again.
Anyway. Dylan and Keegan don't get to do their coastal feature colour.
Yeah, you've really gone too deep.
Sorry, I've also got here, just an FYI, I love an island without a sink or a stovetop. I just want to say, as someone who likes to be in the kitchen area now and then, I love having a bench space that is uninterrupted by a sink or
this
a
is
stovetop.
You talking.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I hate it.
What?
Because it's just like, what even is it?
That's for your baking and your kneading bread and your piling of shit on. You don't want the bloody dishes stacked up and then you've got nowhere to put your muffin trays.
This is how it ends.
What, is this the end of the real pod because of this? This is a ridiculous hill to die on.
All right, I won't.
Okay. You were going to quit. So we could keep going, is it? Are you
about
to actually run out?
I don't know.
You're pulling out your
little
tablet in a way that
suggests you
need to go.
Sorry, I feel like this is getting quite derailed. Let's get back into it. We're back in the kitchen.
The gold sink. Is it too late? Is it too early? The gold sink. It's one of the craziest sinks I've ever seen. And I've seen a fair few.
It was a horrible sink, and then it had brass tapware, so the gold was very bright, and then the brass was slightly, like, they didn't match.
It was disgusting.
I thought Dylan was going to be, like, the man with design.
But he was like, you're on the block, go big. It's like, yeah, just don't do, like, especially when you know that these judges are, like, real conservative.
Also, like, it's like they went, we're going to make it all very, very plain and just go all in on the sink. Feature sink.
It's crazy. I'm, like, still angry
You're
about it.
You're very angry. There was an aroma give and take.
Love that.
Meg gave Tim an arty basil, so they made some lovely pesto and then ate it all. Dylan and Keegan got a fennel bulb for Rachel.
Rachel was so pissed. That was probably
rage.
The highlight of the episode. So,
is this from the bin?
You got it out of the bin.
Show me the receipt.
And then she chucks it. Just chucks it into the abyss. So angry.
But she loves fennel too. Like, yeah. I thought it was a great little...
It was a good little payback.
How do you make fennel? Does fennel like smell?
It just
smells
there?
Like licorice.
You just... I know, but don't you need to kind of like rub it between your fingers?
Just cut it and it stinks. But okay. I don't know. What could you do to make it... I don't know. Put it in some pantyhose and hang it from your...
Wow.
Cut it up. Put it in some pantyhose and hide it in your...
This is the sealed section in the middle of a pod,
What are you talking about? Why are you saying pantyhose so often?
I bet you dried flowers.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh my God.
No!
No! Don't refer to it as trying to flirt.
This has been too much.
Tim and Adi give Meg and Dan some lemon, with which Meg makes a story with lemon icing. And
does a
fakey cakey. I think she just should have drizzled her own icing on top.
What was she thinking? It's crazy.
Rachel gave Dylan cinnamon, and they made some lovely mulled wine, which apparently smelt yum. Oh, I can't even. I'm sorry, I'm about to vomit.
Yeah, careful what you wish for, Nottage. We'll be back.
Tim and Artie hang the Artie nice and low for Anne Louise, because she's a bit of a shorty. So the thing is, you hang Art at eye height, is that right? Like you don't.
Oh, yeah.
People often quite go a bit too high or some shit.
Oh.
Oh God. Okay, let's get to the room reveal.
I'm sorry.
Okay, house one, Connie and Rach. They're bringing nature indoors. They've custom made a wall hung bench seat with green velvet. Now these people have children, right? I feel like velvet's very hard to clean in a kitchen area with your grubby yogurt hands and
the people buying this house.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Connie and Rachel have children, so don't they know?
Do they not know? There was a lot to talk about. It was like fingerprints seemed like the main thing.
This is the glass.
The episode. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as parents, we can attest to the problem of fingerprints.
Right. The velour seat is a big problem as well. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
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 Crime scene could be useful.
That's true. I just think they botched it.
They totally botched it. Whole thing was horrible. They could have put like a nice wet bar or something there, you know? Like a wet bar. Like
what's that mean?
It's like a bar.
But why do you call it a wet bar?
Because that's what they call it in Sister Wives. It's like where you make your drinks.
Oh.
So what's a dry bar?
Well, you don't have... It's got a sink in it.
Oh, that's what makes it a wet bar. Fuck, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
It had no soul.
It's very smart but soulless, unfinished, no inner expression. Chris thought that the velvet seat looked like a waiting area.
Yep.
Accurate. And in the dining room, Anne Louise thought it was tacky and ghastly. Like, that is
quite
mean. She's
throwing down, eh?
Glass top with kids is a nightmare. Someone else had a glass
madness.
Top, but that was the house where kids
aren't
allowed.
I think with adults, it's a kind of a nightmare.
Yeah. Chairs look cheap, mirrors don't work, going to have to get rid of those. All designed for someone who doesn't exist, the perfect couple with perfect children. I'm pleased to hear they don't exist, by the way. Makes me feel better.
There you go. Savage. They got like fours, right?
They got
a four. From Anne Louise.
And then 7.5s, but they got 15.5 all up. House two, Meg and Dan. What do we think?
What was it again? Lemon party.
Lemon. I thought it was lovely. Like, I don't normally go for like a sort of blandy, pure white situation, but I thought this was lovely.
I thought it was too. I like the farmhouse sink. Mm. It was timeless. It was classic. Won't need to replace it for 10 years.
Yeah, nice cabinetry.
Are you supposed to replace your kitchen every 10 years or something?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Otherwise, it'll be...
Oh, it may.
What this be... be some French word for it, wouldn't there? Gauche? Would it be gauche?
What does that mean?
Gauche. To keep a kitchen.
To keep, yeah.
For more than 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh,
I think you're supposed to repaint your roof or your house every 10 years as well. Do you know what I'm not very good at? Maintenance of any variety.
Clip that.
I'm not good at maintaining things. I want a kitchen that lasts me my life, please.
But is it just for style? It's not like the hinges wear out or something. It's just for the look.
No, it's just for style. Because you get kitchens from the 1960s.
You do.
Still going strong.
You see that. What I like about the farm style sink, I feel like it's a bath. Could be a bath.
Yeah, for a little horsey.
For a little Peabody. When Peabody's chilled in the fridge, you can warm them up and pop them in the...
So you can revive him, bring him back to life after he's here. So you can do the hot cod challenge. Peabody should be an influencer. Right.
Oh, he's influencing us.
Okay. Anyway, they what was the dining room like? They all loved
it. I don't know his name. I just call him Little Horsey.
It's Peabody.
Peabody hot cod challenge.
Oh, Anne Louise was really into the dirty spoon, by the way. Not a euphemism. Just talking about the icing-covered spoon. The big old table, they didn't necessarily love, but everything else was lovely. 26 points. That's a high score to beat. House three, Dylan and Keegan. Anne Louise reckons it smells better than it looks. That's true of a lot of people I know. And some people look better
the other way around.
Yuck, gold sink and brass tapware, too much yellow tones. Butler's pantry, nice and functional, but a bit boring. Dining room is nice.
Two dishwashers.
Yeah, two dishwashers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one in the butler's and one in the normal.
What is everyone doing? Like, what's going on out there?
Two ovens and two different
There were two ovens. Meg and Dan had two ovens.
And two different types. They had a gas stovetop and then like an induction or a ceramic.
Because I think, so this is supposed to be targeting the executive set. I don't think they'd be cooking at all.
You think they're whooping?
Yeah, they're. No, not at all.
Oh, they're out.
They're out making deals.
Which is good because.
Ordering in.
If they're going anywhere near that dining table, it's going to be fingerprints aplenty.
Simone Anderson washes her husband's hats in the dishwasher.
She washes her shoes in the washing machine, and I tried that and ruined my fucking shoes. So I'm going to mount a case. Yeah, wow. Completely ruined my shoes.
Wow. Yeah. Which shoes?
Well, I don't wear them anymore,
What variety of ruination?
Just, like, I was an idiot. I don't even want to say it out loud because it's embarrassing.
What happened?
Well, they were leather.
Oh, well.
I thought that was fine.
No, you can't wash those shoes in the washing machine or anything.
I mean, the thing is she's going to E45, right, in her sneaks and in her trainers. So she washes them. That's fine.
In the dishwasher?
No, in the washing machine.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but you don't put leather shoes in.
It's, no,
because I'm not
crazy.
Going to E45, am I? I'm wearing my hardy outdoor shoes for my hardy outdoor activities of walking from the car to the office and back again.
Crazy.
Anyway, so now I'm just barefoot. And it's her fault. Okay,
blue cheese bench top. Thoughts?
Oh, I didn't think it was that blue cheesy.
Yum.
Yuck.
You don't like blue cheese.
I don't like blue cheese.
You like blue cheese. Tina?
I've come around to it.
I'm on a personal journey.
Yeah, I love that.
What did you say?
Gorgonzola instead of Gorgonzola. Doesn't quite work.
Come on, Alex.
I like it.
blue cheese smells a bit like vomit to me.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course.
But who?
Speaking of vomit, did you see the guy in the, was it the marathon or the triathlon?
Oh, triathlon.
Loved that.
I didn't see it enough.
Oh, it was bad. He did a little, so the guy who won did a little water vomit, which was not so bad to watch, but then he followed that up by a really massive hurl, and then someone else kind of came along and like
ran through
triumphantly like laid down and rolled around when they finished right the spot where he did the vom.
Love that. Love that. Give that person. Did they get a medal? That person?
I don't think they did. Like,
oh,
all for naught.
Given it heaps. I saw some men peeing.
Whoa.
In the Olympics?
In the cycling.
Oh, out the side.
Love that.
You're a cyclist.
Yeah.
Necessary evil?
Yeah, it's a long race.
That's really fucking unfair that we can't do that. We could, but it's a lot more.
They have to stop. Like, they stop.
Well, they stopped. Because I've seen cyclists, like, whip it out through the bib shorts.
Oh, that's crazy. No, but that would be all over your mates, wouldn't it?
Well.
Do it when there's no one else around. Like get yourself a good
lead. What if you're in the peloton?
Don't do it while you're in the peloton.
Hey, speaking of, Joe made a huge, bold prediction about George Bennett winning the men's road race. Came to naught.
So was Scott Stevenson on the news.
Was
though, they? To be fair.
So is that where he got it?
Probably, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just sport chat.
Oh, my God.
This has been sport chat.
Okay, let's go to house four? Dining room?
One
of them.
The boys.
Tim and Artie. Mi casa es su casa.
Loved it.
That's what they're calling their kitchen dining area. Chris reckons it's simple. He's happy. And Louise thinks it's good use of space. Huge butler's pantry. It's minimalist without being miserabilist. I like that.
Yep.
Catchphrase.
Speaking of good catchphrase, heard David Seymour on Checkpoint last night, and he said that he's not an opposition MP, he's a proposition MP.
That's great.
And he's, 'cause he's got all these big ideas.
Yeah.
I was like, that's good stuff, David. Well done.
Write that down, David.
I was like, was that the first time you said that? Because then he kept returning to it over and over.
He loved it.
I was like, well done.
So everyone really likes House 4's stuff. The dining room's a bit boring in my opinion. Palm tree, definitely too small. But I don't know, and those drum lights. They're like, we don't like them, but they work. I'm like, how does that, when you don't like other stuff, you give it a 4?
The judges said that.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they just wanted to G the boys up.
Yeah, fair enough too. I think the boys potentially out of the competition if they didn't win some money.
Well, yeah, but the Keegan and other mate, they've not won any money.
Oh, have they not?
Yeah.
Are they the ones who
the boys,
desperate?
I think, have won once before.
Anyway, they got 27.5. They played a plus one. They didn't need to in the end, but they played it. And Meg and Dan actually failed for their honesty, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm.
Because they would have won if they got the plus one smelly point.
And then hadn't been minus one.
That was crazy. They're pure people. They're good people. It was just pouring out of Meg.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
like, I just have to say, the cake!
Just amazing deathbed confession to be like, it wasn't a real cake. It's like, no one thought the cake, the shitty supermarket two-day-old cake, was the smell. Because they've done all the beautiful presentation
in
there.
I think the judges said that they won for the cake. The cake and the cake smell and so on. So it was... You know, they didn't need to win another. They're doing all right.
No, they're doing so well. But you can tell they just feel sorry for them. But they're just lovely.
They're lovely people. Anyway, that's our podcast. A podcast by some lovely people and a tiny horse.
We should get a tiny horse.
I think we should get a tiny horse. A tiny horse in a talking fridge. We're putting them straight to the top of the budget.
That could be the new podcast, is them just chatting to Hey! We're out of milk.
Thank you, Tina, for recording this absolute mess. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Alex. Thank you to the Cornies, and we will catch you guys next week.
So sorry.
We're out of milk.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.